Questions, please.
Any update on Sam?
Sam's still in the concussion protocol. Nothing's changed since yesterday.
How big was the concern that at this point you got three healthy corners? Maybe there's a roster move to be made here yet.
Well, I mean, that's why you practice, and these are things really when you go back to training camp and you're in your installation phase, that's what you rely on. So you have to have different combinations, personnel and the ability to move guys around.
And you feel good, Mike, that you have enough guys that you could, whether it's Mike.
Yes, just the way we're working yesterday and today, so far so good.
Mike, you guys have seen plenty of Cordarrelle Patterson in the return game over the years for the Vikings. What makes him such a threat?
Talented football player, no doubt about it, especially, when he gets the ball in his hands. I mean, you can go back to the kickoff he caught 9 yards deep in the end zone. I think that tells you what his ability and capability is. So they do a very good job throughout special teams, and especially in the return game. So the blocking unit does a nice job. They have done a really good job, particularly in the sky kicks. They've got a lot of reps at it last year, so it'll definitely be a focus and a challenge because field position will be very important this game.
They've drafted a lot of talented individuals on the defensive side in recent years. Have you seen them take a step now that those guys have, a lot of them have played together the last two or three years in the same scheme?
Definitely. I mean, their defense is excellent, and the personnel, I think any time you see guys that have ability to play 2 years together, 3 years together. This is a young man's game. This has been a young league for a number of years now. So when players have a chance to play 2 or 3 years together, that's probably equivalent to 5, 6, 7 years to playing together a decade or two ago.
How have you guys bounced back physically after the heat from Sunday?
The work was good yesterday, so I feel like we're past that threshold.
Mike, what do you like about your dime, third down rotation up front of pass rushers where you can move guys inside, outside, change personnel? What do you like about that?
I mean, Rob, as you know, you have to rotate players for a number of different reasons. Obviously, your plan, the energy and the ability to keep guys fresh, and also with a little bit of, I don't say focus, but awareness towards the future, as far as the reps and so, I mean, those are things that you go through game planning. But it's just like anybody else. I mean, the players are competing in the game. The coaches are also competing. So, rotations, you have a plan, but the way the game goes, as we know, your plan may be adjusted.
You still spend as much time scouting division opponents off season as you do maybe your opening game and the time you spend on that one?
Absolutely. We have a format for our off-season program, particularly, I'm talking about the schedule for the coaches. So we allot, a period of time for each division opponent. We've done that throughout my whole career.
You like that play-calling matchup. I mean, the competitiveness of it. Is it amplified when you're calling plays against the other head coach who's also calling the plays, that whole offense defense? Is it
amplified? I think, I mean, the approach is the same. Mike Zimmer is excellent as a coordinator, and obviously he's doing a great job as a head coach. So the process and the preparation is the same.
What do you like how Blake Martinez came out of his first career start?
I thought it was a solid start. I think any time you get into the season, that the first game, the first play, the first sequence of challenges, you have to get over those. I think he definitely did a very good job as far as the command and the communication of the defense. But I think he's like anybody that's played his first game. There's things, particularly in fundamentals and things that he can grow from.
Like, where's Joe Thomas a better player this year than he was last year?
Joe Thomas, I know he – what year he is in his career, but I look at Joe as a first year player last year. I think he's definitely shown the high tendency of one of the players you look to take that jump in his second year. His awareness, his instincts are definitely a lot higher. I think he sees it and and goes after it. So there's not any hesitation in Joe's play, and he's been very productive.
Mike, we look back to Sunday. I think LaTroy and Mike were both over 40 snaps in that game. What do you think of the job that they did, you know, in those conditions, you know, against the run, and also how important are they in this first one stretch?
I thought they played out well. So, I mean, it's, you know, once again, each game's different. You know, the challenges of who you're playing against, where you're playing. Obviously, the heat in Jacksonville is different than what we're getting ready to play in. I mean, playing inside a dome, hydration is still very important. I mean, that's something that you got to make sure your younger players are in tune with. And we have the Jacksonville experience as far as our preparation for dealing with extreme, you know, measures as far as being hydrated. So we just want to build off of that. And so from that, the, you know, reps can change, and we'll just see how the games go.
Mike, how did you guys handle the defensive communication since you changed, you know, inside linebackers on third down? I couldn't tell from the game.
Well, you're able to have two. You have two options each and every week.
How's it challenge an offense when you face a safety like Harrison Smith, or conversely, a safety like Pa, who can really cover a lot of ground?
Well, great question, Bill. I tell you, I think both those guys are outstanding young football players in the National Football League. You know, I think Harrison is definitely someone you have to be aware of and account for. He's an impact player. He does an excellent job of, you know, reading and jumping route concepts, and making adjustments. Both our safeties do a heck of a job making adjustments over playing formations and playing things with anticipation. So, you know, I really like the way he plays, and I don't think I need to tell you how I feel about Ha. I think Ha has been one of our best football players starting last year and going into this year. You know, Ha has the same characteristics and ability, and they're both those guys are very good tacklers.
Mike, with the weight that Dayton Jones was lost, how much can he bang around on the inside still?
I'm sorry, Tom, what was the first part?
The first part was the amount of weight that Dayton Jones has lost to get to a linebacker. How much can he?
Well, I think, you know, once again, it's not more about, you know, the number. You know, as far as what you weigh, it's really about your, you know, your index and the other, you know, components are involved in that. So I would say definitely Dayton's a stronger player, a more physical player today than he was, you know, 2 years ago. And with that, we've done a good job of utilizing his versatility. So he has the ability to play, you know, from a three technique all the way out to a nine. And that's what you look for. I mean, players that have more, you know, ability, they have the multiple skill set that you can utilize, especially over the course of a season, it's a real asset. And I think with that, you've seen Dayton's been put in position. He's been given more opportunities to make plays, and he's been productive with that.
Thank you.